With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Faye Weldon is an influential British writer who is known for speaking her mind, particularly about men, of whom she refers in often scathing terms. The men in her books rarely come off well.
They just behave like men do in real life. That is to say, they're awful but likable. I mean, why else do we associate with them? They behave badly. I don't have heroes.
Nor does Faye Weldon have anti-heroes.
Men are accustomed to seeing themselves as heroes in novels, and it's slightly surprising to them, indeed shocking, when they discover that they're not.
Faye Weldon sees men as a faithless, abandoning lot, and she bolsters her opinion by citing the divorce rate and the number of unsupported children. Nevertheless, Weldon has been married for many years and has four sons. Her latest book is called The Hearts and Lives of Men, a funny, witty tale about the breakup of a marriage and of a long-lost child who wanders from adventure to adventure. While the central male character is portrayed unflatteringly in the book, Weldon insists that she likes him.
Yeah, I don't admire my friends. I just like them. A lot of my friends are really true. Really terrible people.
Faye Weldon firmly believes that fiction, rather than nonfiction, gives people the key to understanding each other.
It's only through the reading of fiction, or the watching of television, or of drama, or stage, that we know what it feels like to be another person. It teaches us empathy.
Faye Weldon, Viking, published her latest novel, The Hearts and Minds of Men. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. The new novel by the British writer Faye Weldon, The Hearts and Lives of Men, has the feel of Charles Dickens, but Weldon says it wasn't intentional.
It came as rather a shock to me to discover it was like Dickens. I didn't know about it. I'm not a great Dickens fan.
But like Charles Dickens, Faye Weldon wrote her book in parts, in other words, as a serial that appeared over 48 weeks in a mass circulation British magazine.
I didn't know how long it was going to go on, nor I discovered to Dickens, you just go on writing till the day the editor says that's enough of that.
In fact, she wrote each part on Thursdays on the way to London by train from her home in Somerset. It's the story of a little girl named Nell who was kidnapped during a custody battle between her divorced parents. Nell survives a plane crash, is sold to a childless couple, escapes a fatal fire, flees a home for abandoned children, and on from one adventure to another. The book's huge cast of characters come together in coincidence after coincidence, which Weldon admits violates the rules of fiction.
But real life is full of coincidences, at least mine is. It's all these people who suddenly turn up out of the blue. You meet them on an empty beach in a far-off land, and it's somebody you've went to school with.
Faye Weldon writes with a Victorian style, often directly addressing the reader as dear reader.
I'm a writer, you're a reader. Let's just admit it. I'm telling you a story. I hope you will go on reading it week by week. Therefore, I will take you by the scruff of your neck and shake you to make you pay attention.
Which indeed Faye Weldon does in The Hearts and Lives of Men, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Novelist Faye Weldon was raised in New Zealand. Her mother, grandfather, and uncle were all writers. Weldon studied economics and philosophy in Scotland and was writing TV commercials in London when she published her first book, an early feminist work called The Fat Woman's Tale. That was in the mid-60s. Since then, she's written more than 20 novels, plays, and books of nonfiction. Her latest novel is The Hearts and Minds of Men, a cheerful satire of the 60s, the art world, and the war between the sexes. Faye Weldon believes in the unifying nature of fiction and cites the TV show Dallas.
It's seen in the remotest parts of the world, up mountain passes and in submarines and in Papua New Guinea. They're all watching Dallas. It is most extraordinary, both sort of unifying thing that can happen, and also rather bizarre.
The Booker Prize is the most prestigious literary award in the UK, and Faye Weldon has served as a judge, but she believes such prizes aren't fair.
Literary prizes are very good for the book trade. They're good for publishers. I think they're bad for writers. I think it's also, in a way, bad for readers. They may indeed read this particular book, and they will read that particular book because they think it has been given some kind of authority.
Faye Weldon says literary prizes give the impression writers write for fame and fortune.
And we don't. You write because you have a kind of some sort of vision of the universe and you wish to somehow focus it.
Faye Weldon, The Hearts and Lives of Men was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.